Let's read one of the Vedas. Let me pick something here. Okay. How about this one? The long-haired ascetic. Okay. Now, let me read for you. First of all, I'm going to give you the introduction that's here from the translator. The long-haired ascetic, an early precursor of the Upanishadic yogi, drinks a drug, probably some hallucinogen other than soma, in the company of Rudra, the master of poison, and a god who is excluded from the soma sacrifices. The hallucinations described in the hymn are related to, but not the same as those in all these other hymns, you know, about drugs. I mean, can you imagine if we open the book of Psalms and there's a whole section in the book of Psalms on people taking drugs and all the hallucinations that they experience on drugs, man? Can you imagine if we said, hey, turn in your hymnal. Turn in your hymnal to song number 420, man. And we're going to... This is some real trippy stuff, man. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, there's a whole section. There's a whole section in this hymnal on taking drugs. Oh, on the virtue of drugs. So this is this guy getting high. Okay, that's just my commentary. Let's go to the scripture itself. All right. I'm going to read you the whole thing. I don't want to, you know, leave anything out or anything. So this is from the Rig Veda 10.136, titled The Long-Haired Ascetic. Long hair holds fire, holds the drug, holds the sky and earth. Long hair reveals everything so that everyone can see the sun. That's talking about having no clothing, by the way. Long hair declares the light. These ascetics, swathed in wind, put dirty red rags on. When gods enter them, and what's entering them, actually? Yeah. The demons, yeah. When gods enter them, they ride with the rush of the wind. Crazy with asceticism, we've mounted the wind. Our bodies are all you mortals can see. He sails through the air, looking down on all shapes below. The ascetic is friend to this god and that god, devoted to what is well done. The stallion of the wind, friend of gales, lashed on by the gods. The ascetic lives in the two seas, on the east and on the west. He moves with the motion of heavenly girls and youths, of wild beasts. Long hair, reading their minds, is their sweet, their most exciting friend. The wind has churned it up. Kunamnama prepared it for him. Long hair drinks from the cup, sharing the drug with Rudra. That's it. Cool song, huh? But here's the thing about Hinduism. People who go to Hindu temples, this is what's being sung. But they don't know what it means because it's in a foreign language. Even the Qurans in Arabic, which at least some Muslims speak, right? I mean, there are lots of Muslim countries that are in the Arabian world that speak Arabic. But these songs are in Sanskrit, and they're in a very ancient Sanskrit, Vedic Sanskrit, which people in modern-day India don't even understand, let alone people in the U.S. or people in the Caribbean or Guyana or Trinidad. They go to these Hindu temples, and all they hear is just... You know, they just hear the chant and they're like, oh, it sounds cool, it sounds religious, man. It smells good in here, you know? And they're looking at the idols and, oh, yeah, we're praying and everything like that. They don't understand that the guy who's going, you know, oh, blah, 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 he's actually saying, like, pass the drugs, man, we're gonna go flying, man. They don't know. They don't know that that's what's even being said. Because to them, it just sounds like it's just music, it's like almost instrumental.